We need to have a program, good programmable synths.
Yeah.
So that we can get the right sounds without too much fiddling around, you know? Yeah, because although they're expensive, we only have one keyboard each and a tape machine.
Which has to be
and that's it. So like, everything else we hire for the tour, like PA and that, we hire. Lights we hire.
Smash it to pieces, and that's a big
thing. You know, it's all hired. So really, it's not that much, you know.
I should imagine.
Yeah, although every time we tour, we seem to spend a bit more. I don't know why exactly, but it happens. It's not a great deal, but it's a profit, you know, rather than a loss.
It's better than a loss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mind you, we tend to lose in Europe, don't we? What we make in England, we lose. Yeah. We'll lose in Europe. That's okay, break even.
In Europe you lose because of the turn up people's...
No, it's just that you have to use so much more cost to go over there and take a crew over there.
Yeah, and all that.
So our fees are a bit less over there. You know, we can't command huge fees over there.
The thing is, I mean, the point of touring isn't really to make money anyway, is it? You know, it's
to sell. It's from albums that money is made.
Exactly, yeah. If you break even, that's great. You can go on tour and break even.
That's right.
With a coach like this as well. We like, you know, it's not exactly a little mini bus. It's like,
you're one of the few bands that I know as well who, at the stage, and I'm saying at the stage, I mean like after having a few hits, you still manage yourself. I mean, do things run that smooth for you that you're able to find time to manage yourself?
I don't really, don't I? I mean, the hardest bit about it is the accounts and all stuff like that. You know, that's quite difficult. We don't really try and stay away from it as much as we can, really.
I mean, we have a lot of good people around us that are obviously helping out and fulfilling quite a lot of those roles. Like our tour manager doubles up with doing the out front sound. He also does work at Mute Records and basically does a lot more than your average tour manager. And of course Daniel helps out a lot as well. And I think he fulfills more of a role than your average record company boss would, you know what I mean?
Sure.
He does more on a personal level than most record company people would. Sure.